Chapter 4. Why can't I find happiness and peace? There's always tension and fear around us because we are not identifying ourselves in a real sense. Since childhood till today, we've been identifying ourselves as men and women. We've been trying to know ourselves using the body form. This mistaken identity, this illusion that you are the body form, must dissolve. You may have some knowledge about reality, that you are Brahma, but your knowledge is only literal knowledge. Knowledge of your reality must be absorbed, and the only way this will happen is through meditation. Meditation is essential. It is the base, the foundation. What is meditation? It does not mean sitting cross-legged with your eyes closed, nor does it mean reciting the Naam Mantra in a mechanical fashion. What is needed is your total involvement. Self-involvement will bring you closer and closer to selfless self. You are to accept what the Master says, so that slowly, silently, and permanently, all the bodily effects that have obscured your reality over a lifetime will dissolve. Then all your unhappiness, dis-peace and irritation will simply melt away. Your troubling, illusory concepts will dissolve with meditation. At present, you're posing yourself as a human form, when basically you're formless. In the beginning, you will need to put some effort into the meditation until it happens spontaneously. The time will come when it will continue by itself without your knowledge. At the ultimate stage, you will forget about your whole illusory identity. And in spite of holding the body and attending to your work and many other tasks, you will not be concerned about anything, even little dramas or big crises that come your way. And not only that, you will find that you experience exceptional happiness and exceptional peace. You will no longer need to search for happiness from material sources as you did previously. Who am I? This is the most important question. Be serious, not casual. This human body offers a golden opportunity to identify yourself in a real sense. But if your approach is a casual, half-hearted one, then once more you may see a similar type of dream. Dream refers to the concept of rebirth. There is no rebirth. This is to be your last dream. Make it your last. We become victims of our own concepts. These body-based concepts are to be erased and permanently dissolved. The purpose of spirituality is to know yourself in a real sense. Spirituality invites the attention of the listener within you. It indicates your reality, that except for your selfless self, there is no God, no Brahma, no Atma. Be strong, be serious. Some visitors come here and take the Naam Mantra. They listen to the talks, but then nothing. Because they are lacking faith and confidence, they are soon back on the road again, traveling, here and there, guru hopping. They are looking for more, looking for something else. There is nothing more. There is nothing else. You are final truth. There has to be a full stop. You have reached the destination. Everything is within you. I'm repeatedly saying, accept your selfless self. There is no God, no Brahma. Why keep traveling when you are the destination? Everything is within you. You are the central point of this universe. Happiness and peace are to be found within you alone, because you are the source of happiness and peace.